WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Tom Cryer Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the conviction of former police officer Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd is justice for Floyd and his family. She says, "It's for the rest of us, a reminder to continue pushing for justice in every corner of our society." After Chauvin was found guilty on all counts, Whitmer said her heart is with George Floyd's family, and I want them to know that millions of Michiganders, Minnesotans, and Americans mourn with them. While she says no verdict can bring Floyd back, his legacy will live on as last year, millions of people around the world spoke with a collective voice when we said Black Lives Matter. She adds her work is just getting started. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist says we all have to address the pain that so many individuals are feeling with purpose as we work towards restoring the respect that individuals of color deserve. The 2021 Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff will look a bit different than in the past due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Krazzle Art Center Executive Director Julia Gorley Donahue describes some of the changes.
We are focused very specifically on the artists this year. So there will be artists in Lake Bluff Park north of Broad Street and artists south of Broad Street. And both of those areas will be gated off. And we are asking people to purchase tickets in advance to attend the fair inside of those gated areas.
She says capacity will be set based on state recommendations at the time. Tickets will be available in the middle of May and cost $5 for anyone older than two. Masks will also be required for everyone over the age of two as well, and there won't be shuttles or food trucks this year. The Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff will be held Saturday and Sunday, July 10th and 11th. The Lakeshore Public Schools Board of Education has approved a contract with new Superintendent Greg Edding. The board on Monday set Edding's salary at $143,000 as part of his three-year employment agreement. Edding is currently the principal at Zeeland West High School and will take over at Lakeshore on July 1st. Previously, he has been a middle school and high school principal and assistant principal and was a teacher for Hamilton Community Schools. Current Lakeshore Superintendent Phil Freeman is retiring at the end of the school year. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says he wants it to be easier to get a vaccine in the city than anywhere else.
Every single person who wants a vaccine has access. We are going to be the city that has the most open access of any place in America. That's our goal, and I'm going to keep making sure the sites are available so that if you want the vaccine, it is as easy as possible to get.
To help accomplish that goal, Duggan says anybody in the city 16 and older can now get a vaccine without an appointment at four places across the city. The walk-up vaccines are available Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 beginning today. Congressman Fred Upton is feeling enthusiastic about an infrastructure plan following a meeting last week with White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. Upton and several members of the Problem Solvers Caucus discussed with Klain what it'll take to get a bipartisan plan approved.
It was a bipartisan meeting. We had eight members of Congress, four Republicans, four Democrats. We talked about bipartisanship, what should it have, and the importance of trying to get something done in a bipartisan way that sets the stage for the next number of months.
Upton says the initial proposal from President Biden included some things that many would not consider infrastructure. He says a plan would have to include roads, the electric grid, ports, and broadband internet. Upton also told Klain about the need to get a boost in COVID vaccines sent to Michigan. Upton and the Problem Solvers Caucus are meeting this week with a bipartisan group of governors and senators to further discuss the matter. The Baroda Independence Day Fireworks Show will go on as normal this year. The Baroda Fire Department says the Township Board has approved a resolution setting the date as July 3rd. The decision was made after several meetings between the Fire Department, the Baroda Lake Township Police Department, and the Berrien County Sheriff's Office. They reviewed COVID-19 recommendations and decided the event could be held safely with some precautions. Baroda Fireworks Chair Larry Klug says he's pleased with the decision and is sure thousands of residents feel the same way. The July 3rd fireworks show is the largest event held in Baroda each year. St. Joseph Today is bringing back Antiques on the Bluff this year. Director Amy Zabel tells us the events will be held the first Sunday of each month starting in May and going through October. She says Antiques on the Bluff is a chance for anyone to shop a wide range of antiques in one place.
There are antique dealers from all around the Midwest. There's about 65 different vendors, and they have everything from 100-year-old farm stuff to mid-century furniture to gorgeous knickknacks and dishes, and it's just a really great antiques market.
Registrations from vendors are being taken now. Zabel urges those who head to downtown St. Joseph for Antiques on the Bluff to stroll around some shops and stop at a restaurant. The antiques will be out from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. She notes Antiques on the Bluff was canceled last year due to COVID and tells us it feels great to bring it back. The Berrien County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding 56-year-old Alfred Hacker of Niles. He goes by Al and Fred and hasn't been seen since 1 p.m. on Monday when he was seen walking east on Oak Street in Niles. Deputies say he does not have the mental capability to inform others of his information or to get home. Hacker previously lived in Three Rivers, and police say that he has walked back there before. Deputies ask anyone with information on Hacker to call Berrien County Central Dispatch at 269-983-7141. The United Way of Southwest Michigan is getting ready to honor community volunteers with its annual volunteer recognition event, and it's taking nominations for the awards now. This is National Volunteer Week, and the organization says it's a good time to highlight all the hard work people do for the community. United Way of Southwest Michigan Director of Volunteer Engagement, Debbie Ramirez, tells us, over the past year, people have stepped up.
Whether it has been making masks or helping to direct cars at a vaccination clinic or making phone calls to seniors who are shut in and lonely, volunteers in Southwest Michigan and beyond have stepped up in tremendous ways.
Ramirez says it's inspiring to see people come forward at a time of need. The deadline for nominations for volunteer awards to be submitted to the United Way is June 30th, while the recognition event will be in October. We have a link to make nominations at WSJM.com. The Cass County Sheriff's Office has a 41-year-old Niles man jailed on charges of home invasion, meth possession, and larceny of more than $200. He was arrested on Monday evening after authorities were called to the 2600 block of Lakeshore Drive in Howard Township for a home invasion. The residents said the man had a backpack and was cutting through yards in the area. Canine Faust tracked the man for a mile and found him hiding under some thick underbrush. His name has not yet been released. Download the Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM app and listen online anywhere. You can also stay up to date on the latest developments in the COVID-19 pandemic. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.